Q94, your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee. It's a free-for-all Freaky Friday. The coaches' shows continue on this Friday as we're heading into week four. And, of course, you can catch your Houston Tigers right here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. And tonight, the Tigers will be at Kabul, but we've got head coach of the Houston Tigers with us, Eric Sloan. Hey, coach, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Yeah, week four, time flies, and you know, you're 2-1 on the year. Take us through the season up to this point.
You know, we kind of got off to a slow start week one. We had six turnovers, two of them inside the 10, and had a chance there at the end of the game. We were still in it. We ended up lost by three, but usually when you have six turnovers, it's a complete blowout. So, I mean, give some credit to our kids to battle back and try to overcome some adversity. We just dug ourselves too big of a hole. Played Fayette week two. I'm not sure. I don't remember what the score ended up to be. 50-6, maybe 48-6, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty young, and our kids did a nice job. We hung on to the ball. We didn't turn it over. Then last week we played Salem, and I don't know, we had a little miscue early that they scored on, and our D-back got his hands on the ball, popped it up, and they caught it and ran uncontested for 40 yards for a score. And, you know, we put some pretty nice numbers. We had over 400 yards of offense against Salem. They're big, as big as they've ever been up front. So, I mean, it was good to get out of there with a win, get out healthy, and here we are, week four.
Yeah, 2-1. And tonight, you know, you've got county rival Kabul, Coach Spittler and his Bulldogs. And, you know, you and I were talking before we went on. He's got a lot of experience, a lot of players back. And, you know, when you've got a team with a lot of experience, that is a big bonus. But what are you seeing out of the Kabul Bulldogs?
Man, they just got dudes sitting everywhere. You know, Coach Spittler's done a great job since he's been over there, this senior class. And as they've grown up, and they've always had good numbers. There's been some good athletes in there. They're all healthy, and Trey Atkins is back. And, I mean, he's just freaky talented. And, you know, when he's got the ball in his hands, more times than not, something good's going to happen for him. And he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you with his arm. And then, I mean, we're not even talking about what's standing behind him with Fleetwood and Casper. So two really good guys and a veteran group of offensive linemen in front of them. And it's kind of scary.
Well, and defensively, they're coming after you.
Yeah, they just pin their ears back, and they come to make plays. You know, the Gebecki kid on the D-line is super athletic, creates a lot of havoc, and he's fast. He moves really well. He's strong. But they pin their ears back, and they play defense the way you're supposed to play defense, and the kids just fly around and appear to have a good time. And, you know, if you don't do a good job blocking, unfortunately, they're going to have a really good time, and it's going to be at your expense.
Well, it's to me, defensively, it's almost, you know, when you're up comfortably in the first half and you tell your defense, you know, go have a little fun. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how they play at the very beginning, you know, snap
on. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they look like they're having a good time, and, you know, they've got some cheerleaders on the team and get excited and hype each other up. And, you know, when you got some raw guys and you're playing really well and then you get adrenaline involved, I mean, it's scary. And, you know, they're doing a lot of things right now. And, you know, they're on a high, they're state ranked. It's homecoming week. So, I mean, and then, you know, every time they kick off, they onside kick. So
yeah,
they can turn the tide and score a lot of points really quick. So we're going to have to play our best game yet to have a chance to be in the ball game.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your Houston Tigers through 3 weeks. You know, name out some of the players that have really went above and beyond, you know, that's really kind of been the, you know, that's been the rocks, you know, for this Houston Tiger team.
Well, I mean, offensively, we've been all over the place. Jordan Arthur had a big week, had about 100 yards receiving game one. Wyatt Hughes went 10 of 11 passing week two for, 115 yards. Brady Brookshire transitioned into running back week two. He rushed for about 120. Then last week, Grayson Mitchell, he decided to have a night, and he rushed for 176. We've had four guys that's had some really good nights, and then Caden Crawford, our tight end, has caught two or three touchdown passes, and DJ Riley's had some really big catches for us. So, I mean, offensively, we're kind of spreading the love a little bit, and everybody's deciding to have a night on different times, and that's been helpful. Defensively, I mean, you're going to hear a lot of the same names. Keaton Getz has had some nice games for us. Ethan Chase, as mentioned, the guys that I've already talked about. Lane Siegel is another all-conference player that plays nose guard for us, and I mean, he's had a pretty nice start to the season. So, like a lot of people our size, we're going to play a lot of kids both sides of the football, and you know, staying healthy is a big key, and you know, when you stay healthy, good things happen, and fortunately, right now, we are healthy, and you know, hopefully that trend continues.
Well, I mean, and of course, you know, yourself and Coach Brookshire, you guys have been very calm and mellow and somber on the sideline this year, right?
Of course. I mean, Coach Brookshire would never get excited. He would never get animated at all. So, yeah, I mean, I expect him to break out in a church solo or something at any moment.
Right on. Eric Sloan, folks, head coach of the Houston Tigers. Again, you can catch the Tigers right here on the Mountain Rock Q94 as they travel to Kabul, take on the Bulldogs, and that'll be coming your way with the kickoff at 7 p.m. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you, man, and we'll catch you next week, okay?
All right, thanks for having me.